Star FM with Chris and Brownie for breakfast.
A friend of mine, her daughter was chewing on a cap from a cap gun and it went off.
Bang!
Bang!
Right in her mouth, burnt her tongue, no taste buds for the rest of the week.
Sorry, honey, you don't need taste buds now.
No, everything she's going to eat after that is going to be pale and taste so horrible.
Why does everything taste like cardboard?
Because, yeah, essentially you did that. And it's a stupid thing to do.
I said that wrong.
Once everything tastes like cardboard.
Correct.
13, 12, 16. Crystal's joining us this morning, and I think Crystal... this isn't your story, it's someone else's story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Whose story is it then?
It's my partner's story.
Okay.
Excellent. Right. What happened?
6 years old, the Air Force comes into town and she decides that she wants to join the military after seeing the skydivers.
Oh, yeah, wow. Okay.
So she lived in a split-level house at the time. And she decided to stuff her backpack full of blankets.
Yes.
And stand on the veranda and arms spread out like she's going to jump. Her feet leave the veranda. Her mother grabbed her backpack.
Oh,
just in
wow.
time.
Right over the driveway.
That is so lucky. So I bet Mum holds it over her head up until today, right?
Yes, still.
Now, has she ever wanted to follow her dreams and actually become a skydiver or do skydiving?
She's got asthma and stuff. She can't join the military.
Okay.
But she was gonna at six. She was ready.
And can I say, you've got such a unique accent, Crystal. Whereabouts are you from?
America.
America. Whereabouts? What part of America?
Michigan.
Oh wow!
Very cool.
What a great accent. And what brings you out here? How long have you been out in Australia for?
For about 5 months. I'm here on a visa.
Oh wow!
Excellent.
Are you enjoying it so far?
I love it so far.
Oh,
excellent.
Good.
All right. Well, good luck with the rest of your time, and thanks very much for sharing your story.
No problem. Thank you.
Wow, everything went multicultural for a moment.
It did, yeah. Love that accent, though, the American accent.
Gorgeous.
It's so cool.
I forgot to tell you, I also met your mate George the German.
German George.
Over the weekend, too.
Fantastic. It's a shame he's going home soon, too.
Boy, this show is covering more and more
multiculturalism. Yeah, that's
across
right.
Across the world. Tell you what, now that story there... That's not completely stupid, because as a kid, the whole parachute idea...
It does seem like something you can do. You wrap yourself in blanket and you won't get hurt by doing anything.
Which is wrong completely.
Yeah,
but the other thing always for me was the umbrella.
Like Mary Poppins?
Yeah, like jumping off the swing set with the umbrella. And as a kid... Mum and Dad went through so many inverted umbrellas
with me. Because of that reason.
I was a fat little bugger.
I was going to say, it probably didn't help that you were 100 kilos back then.
This was five as well, so... We are talking about the performance tonight, that is Hot Shots.
That's right, the boys from Sydney Hot Shots coming to the Hotel Orange tonight from 8:30. Tickets are $28. And as well as that, as part of a November challenge from the girls at work, I will be down there tonight doing a little performance as well.
A little performance.
Might be a little bit bigger than normal, but we'll see.
All right, and what we're asking this morning is 13, 12, 16. Ring in if you want tickets, finish this sentence. Chris and Brownie... I need tickets because
and then on the end of that.
Fill in the rest. There we go. 13, 12, 16. I think it's Julie. Julie's joining us now. Julie, finish this sentence. Chris and Brownie, I need tickets to Hot Shots because...
I need to go and see Brownie.
Oh, really? No, really, Julie? Is that why you want tickets?
No, I need to go and see all those muscly men.
You know what? For a second then, I did get a little bit excited.
You should have seen the hope in his eyes. It just flitted away then. So you got someone to take with you?
Yes, my darling sister.
Okay,
excellent.
And now would she want to see Brownie or...?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
I was starting to think maybe it's a bad idea me going down there.
There's a little bit of hope for you. All right, easy done. And we'll throw in a merchandise pack as well, okay?
Thank you so much, boys.
That's all right. Not a problem, Julie. There you go, picking up a double pass.
Well done.
Are you excited tonight? We should point out, too, let's give them another plug tonight, 8:30 at the Hotel Orange. Tickets, $28 for Hot Shots tonight.
That's
but of
right.
course... You'll be performing too, Brownie. Are you excited?
I am a little bit. Yeah, I don't know what to expect. Honestly, I've never done anything like this before in my life in front of a big group of people, though. So we'll see what happens. I honestly have no idea what to expect, really.
It's
any advice?
Well, I know what. Does it look like I've got a vast
But you're the king of good advice. Like, I always come to you for advice and say, what should I do in this situation? So I'm coming to you now. What should I do to prepare myself for tonight?
Just be ready to disappoint a whole lot of people at once.
It's a story of my life, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm picturing less sexy back and more truffle shuffle. Tell you what, big news today, massive news today.
Okay, reveal, Chris, what is your massive news that you've got?
All right, let me set it up.
Okay, let me
shuffle the papers.
Okay, let's go.
Make it more formal and go through it. You know how I've turned 30, roughly this time last week I turned 30.
That's right,
I'm about 30 in 1 week. I did that last week, and I've come to the realisation and the revelation that things need to change.
Ooh, what do you mean?
Things need to change.
What kind of things?
Brownie.
You're going to grow your hair?
Not quite. I'm not going to be here next month.
What do you mean next month? As in December?
You'll be doing the show by yourself.
Oh, okay. And why is that?
I'm not leaving. I just threw it out there. But what I am doing is, I've decided that now that I'm 30, it's time to kick into the bucket list, and it's time to start doing things that I've wanted to do my whole life and just start crossing them off the list and getting them done. Because face it, I'm nearly dead.
Yeah.
Listen. I've reached that point.
It's a good way to put it. You are 30, yeah. You're halfway through your life, and you need to start crossing off those things.
I'm living till 60. 60.
Well, you never know. If you sit at home and play video games and don't exercise that much, it could happen. But
come on, COD is a good
pastime. Of exercise. That's right.
I've decided that, all right, let's start marking things off the list. And the reason that you're going to be here, not for the whole of December, I may have overemphasized that a little bit too much, but from about the 7th, you'll be here by yourself, because the very first thing on the top of my list is to go to America and go to New York City.
You lucky thing.
That's the first thing.
Because you've mentioned this a few times, it's one of your ultimate dreams that you've always wanted to do,
Go
to New York. New York.
New York, New York. I will be going there, spending most of December, Christmas in New York.
Oh, you get to have a white Christmas.
White Christmas.
That's going to be something a little bit different.
There we go. So that's what I'll be doing. That's the first one.
How long are you going for?
I'll be going for about 2-3 weeks.
Okay. Got anything big planned while you're over there? Or
I tell you what, I actually have a second part, like the second thing on my list.
Okay.
Is actually happening.
Right, okay.
And you don't know this either.
I don't know this. What's this? What are you doing over there?
On my birthday, my girlfriend surprised me.
Fiance.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah,
surprised me with something else to do in America that I've always wanted to do. And this is number two on the bucket list, right?
You're dressing in drag.
Well, it's not until... that's a surprise for later. What I'm doing, she surprised me with tickets.
Okay, tickets to...
To go and see Conan O'Brien.
I know! Why?
Live in Los Angeles. I'll be going to New York and then a quick flight over to LA, 5 hours, and then... going to see Conan.
Absolutely love this guy. Like, you have that many Conan t-shirts, and you've got your mug and your iPad cover case. It's all Conan O'Brien. You love this guy so much.
Pretty much.
Very much. Okay, so you're crossing that off the list too.
That's the other thing. Crossing that off. Going to go and see the show filmed live in Burbank, California.
Excellent. Well done.
So that's what's happening. That's the big surprise.
You're jumping into your bucket list. You're crossing off two of the things you've always wanted to do, which is absolutely fantastic. I mean, you need to start crossing these things off your bucket list before you do kick the bucket, because you get more out of life knowing that you've achieved so many of your goals doing so.
You are not doing my eulogy. Thank you.
Really? I reckon I'd nail it.
I reckon you
His
would.
His name was Chris. He was good. The end.
Wow. Yeah. That's a loving relationship that you can hear every weekday morning. Talking about November. November is not just a month, but it's now a challenge. It's the month where Brownie can't say no to anything.
That's right. I want to try and make the world a better place. I think there's too much negativity, Chris. And by me saying yes a lot more, I'm hoping a lot of people will jump on board too and start saying yes as much as I have been.
Yeah. So you've just done the Sprite and Banana Challenge. The next one that you haven't been able to say no to is a piercing.
Correct. Emma shot us an email and she said, Brownie, I think you should get a piercing. And of course, I had to say yes. In order to get my nipple ready, what are you doing?
Okay, so what we're going to do is put some a little bit of antiseptic on there, and then I'm going to mark it and measure it with this little device here.
It's like a nipple clamp, is that right?
A little nipple clamp. And
excellent.
Then what we're going to do is measure a bar for you, mm-hmm. and then we're going to get straight stuck into it. We're good to go. Are you ready to go?
No, but then again, I can't say no, so yes, whether I'm ready or not.
Ready to go.
Okay, here we go. Oh, my God, it's in. Oh, oh, it's the most incredible pain ever.
Okay, we've got through. Now we're going to pull the needle out.
No, we're not.
No. Now we're going to slide.
No, we're not.
The bar through.
Oh, my
still.
God.
Okay, that's it.
I'm so stiff, I can't move. I really
you
can't.
You are as tense as a board.
How are you feeling?
I can't move. Okay, are we in?
Wow, there you go.
Ladies and gentlemen. That's how you get a nipple pierce like a man.
Now, we've just called your mum to pick you up. So she'll be here in a second.
Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.